We're quite accustomed to fitness trackers monitoring our steps and calories. But get ready for a fascinating leap forward. Today's deep dive delves into cognitive quantified self. It's where technology tracks the activity of the human mind.
Precisely. We are moving beyond physical activity and venturing into understanding how our minds work in real time.
Now, when I consider brain tracking, I envision intricate medical equipment, not something for everyday use. Is that a fair assessment?
This research actually revolves around a more accessible technology, eye tracking.
As in my phone, knowing where my gaze is directed, that's already a reality.
It is becoming increasingly prevalent. However, before we delve into the technology itself, let's explore why eye tracking offers such a promising window into our cognitive processes. Essentially, our eye movements are inherently linked to what we're focusing on, processing, and even struggling with mentally.
So it's not just about what we observe, but how we observe it. My eyes probably move differently when I'm deciphering a research paper compared to, say, scrolling through social media.
An accurate observation. Researchers have already demonstrated that different activities, from reading to watching videos, generate distinctive eye movement patterns. This data holds a depth we are only beginning to unravel.
Let's unpack the mechanics of mobile eye tracking. How does it actually function?
The research highlights two primary methods. The first is electroculography, or EOG. It involves measuring electrical potential changes as the eye moves.
Does that involve sensors detecting those electrical impulses? It sounds futuristic.
It's closer to our current reality than you might think. EOG can be incorporated into glasses or headsets. While the contact required can be slightly uncomfortable, it is a relatively affordable and straightforward approach.
What's the alternative if I prefer not to have electrodes near my eyes?
The alternative is optical tracking, which relies on infrared light and cameras to track eye movement. This method offers greater precision, but requires more processing power, making it more computationally demanding.
So a classic trade-off. Higher accuracy often comes at a higher computational cost, at least initially.
Precisely. However, as with head-mounted displays, which have seen costs decrease as they've become more mainstream, we can anticipate a similar trend with mobile eye tracking.
Especially given the investment in this field. From major tech companies like Google and Apple, Google Glass was an early indicator, wouldn't you say?
Indeed. Google Glass, 3D printed eye trackers, and even research utilizing existing smartphone cameras for low fidelity eye tracking all suggest a future where this technology is ubiquitous.
Which opens up some fascinating possibilities. This research focuses on reading as a key application area, and they even introduced the concept of Reddit.
They envision Reddit as a sort of Fitbit for your reading habits. It would track metrics such as the number of words you read, the types of documents you engage with, and potentially even your level of comprehension.
A Fitbit for my brain, you say. Now that's a concept I can get behind. What kind of data would this Reddit use to generate these insights?
Well, the research team explored some compelling specifics. One element is called wordometer.
Wordometer. Seems fairly self-explanatory.
It is. As the name suggests, it's an app designed to count the number of words a user reads. It accomplishes this by analyzing those distinct eye movements we discussed, specifically saccades.
The rapid jumps between points.
Exactly. Those, and line breaks, which signal transitions between lines of text.
So, by meticulously tracking how our eyes move across a page, Wordometer can estimate how much we have read.
Precisely. And the accuracy is noteworthy. Their research indicated an average error rate of only 6.5% across multiple users and documents.
That's surprisingly accurate. But of course, there's more to reading than just quantity. Surely 1,000 words of a comic book differ significantly from 1,000 words of, say, a philosophy text.
Precisely. The researchers acknowledge this, recognizing that to truly understand reading habits, we need to look beyond word count. They also developed methods for differentiating between document types.
So theoretically, my Reddit app would be able to discern if I am engrossed in a novel, or if I am skimming a magazine, or perhaps even if I am laboriously working my way through a dense technical manual.
That is the goal. By analyzing the specific characteristics of our eye movements, such as the direction and slope of saccades, they were able to differentiate between document types, novels, manga, magazines, newspapers, and textbooks, all with impressive accuracy.
This is all quite impressive. But let's push this a bit further. Would it be possible to track not only what we read, but also how well we understand it?
You're aligned with the research team's thinking on this. They conducted a fascinating experiment focusing on reading comprehension, specifically in the context of second language learning.
Intriguing. How does one measure something as nuanced as comprehension through eye tracking?
They had native Japanese speakers learning English read passages from the 2OE, which is a standardized English proficiency test, all while their eye movements were being meticulously tracked. Afterwards, participants were asked to highlight any words they didn't fully understand.
And this is where it becomes particularly fascinating. They then compared those self-identified struggle words with the eye tracking data, am I correct?
Yes. Using a rather sophisticated image retrieval method, they were able to map the eye gaze data onto the digital text, allowing them to pinpoint exactly where a participant's eyes lingered, hesitated, or perhaps even reread sections.
So by carefully analyzing those subtle, almost subconscious cues in our eye movements, they could identify words the reader found challenging, even potentially before the reader themselves consciously acknowledged them.
That is precisely the power of this technology. It offers us a glimpse into our own cognitive processes, revealing not just what we see, but how our minds grapple with and ultimately make sense of new information. And while this particular research emphasized reading, it hints at the broader potential of cognitive activity recognition.
So you are suggesting that this technology, it extends beyond just books and articles.
Yes.
What other applications might this technology be used for?
Imagine educational environments where educators could gauge student engagement and comprehension in real time, tailoring their lessons accordingly. Picture content creators using eye-tracking data to understand exactly how viewers engage with a film, a video game, or even a piece of art.
We could potentially revolutionize how we learn, how we create, perhaps even how we understand ourselves.
Yeah.
What are the broader implications of this research, would you say? The potential applications are numerous, to say the least. This technology could, in essence, transform numerous facets of our lives.
Indeed. For instance, imagine the possibilities if we were to link this data with other aspects of our lives. Our sleep patterns, our diet, our stress levels. Could we then uncover correlations between those factors and our cognitive function? The possibilities are vast, and they remain largely unexplored.
It is simultaneously exhilarating and somewhat daunting to consider.
I agree. As we continue to venture further into this new frontier of self-tracking, I think it's crucial to remember that this isn't simply about gathering ever-increasing amounts of data. It's about truly comprehending what that data signifies, ensuring that it's utilized responsibly, ethically, and of course, recognizing the choices that we have as individuals within this increasingly quantified world.
This has been a genuinely thought-provoking deep dive, I must say, into the fascinating world of cognitive tracking. It seems the ability to measure not just our physical activity, but our mental activity as well, unveils a future brimming with possibilities, both positive and potentially concerning.
It is, without a doubt, a journey of discovery. And as with any foray into uncharted territory, it's imperative that we proceed thoughtfully, ethically, and with a healthy dose of caution.
We'll leave you with this final thought. If technology could, with complete accuracy, track your every thought, every fleeting moment of comprehension, every spark of understanding, what would it reveal about you? What might it reveal about us all? Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the profound mysteries of the human mind.